And good afternoon. You're listening to Unusual Sources on 93.3 CFMU, your community campus radio station. And we're very pleased today to have a number of interviews from our community and from McMaster, and also some information about Africa, because I know people are interested in what's going on there. But we're going to start off with a live in-studio interview, because we have with us today Anissa Mirza. And Anissa is the Public Relations Coordinator for the McMaster Muslims for Peace and Justice. So Anissa, I wanted to thank you very much for coming with us today.
Thank you, Brendan.
Well, I believe we did have the McMaster Muslims for Peace and Justice represented here a year or two back, because it's become an institution here at McMaster. Holding probably a large event every month. We're always happy to speak with the MMPJ. And just for our listeners who might not be familiar, some of our new listeners, I just wondered if you could tell us what the MMPJ does and why it exists here on campus.
Of course, I'd love to. MMPJ, as you know, McMaster Muslims for Peace and Justice, is a social and political activist group. And we speak up for human rights issues, be it within Canada or abroad. So we do not shy away from issues that are controversial or of any sort. We speak up for human rights violations. And we hold a number of social events to educate McMaster community about issues that are happening within our community.
Well, I guess the big one for this month is the event about Omar Khadr. Now, we hear tidbits in the news, but Canadians perhaps aren't as well informed as we could be on this case. I mean, Omar, he was a youth and he was in Afghanistan, and now I believe he's quite imprisoned, and it's a difficult case because of his age, for instance. But could you tell us how he got to be in this situation and some of the aspects of the age?
Of course. So in 2001, shortly after September 11 attacks, Canada let one of its 15-year-old citizens disappear into the legal black hole of Guantanamo Bay. The civilized world condemns the recruitment of child soldiers. Yet Canada sits quietly by as one of its citizens, Omar Khadr, is prosecuted by the United States for war crimes he allegedly committed at age 15 as a member of Al-Qaeda. It is now the sixth year that Omar has been held in Guantanamo, awaiting his trial. So it's really shocking because Canada, the country of this liberal youth criminal justice act system, is the only Western nation to give the full authority with one of its nationals to be detained at Guantanamo. Many other countries, including Britain, Australia, Sweden, and Germany, have demanded and achieved the repatriation of their nationals, all of which were adults. Yet Canada lets one of its juveniles languish. So, for a bit of background about the case, I mean, this is why it's so significant, because Omar, being a child, is charged as an adult. That's how he's being charged, essentially. Omar was taken from Canada at age 11 to Afghanistan by his parents. From there, he was put to service with a Libyan warlord of a military camp. He was present at a battle between the armed Afghan and U.S. militants at age 15. There, he had allegedly shot a U.S. soldier. As a result, Omar was shot, wounded, and taken as a prisoner by U.S. soldiers. So he was first detained at Bagram Air Force Base and later moved to Guantanamo Bay, where he was held incommunicado with no access to a lawyer for the first 27 months and no way to contest his detention. 2 years after being held in Guantanamo, he was charged with the murder of a U.S. soldier in battle. Thus, the U.S. aims at punishing Omar Khadr for the accident of his birth in an Al-Qaeda family. I mean, the actions of his family can be construed as nothing less than child abuse for taking him and putting him at service with the Al-Qaeda militants. This case, in essence, highlights the erosion of civil liberties at the price of national security. Estimates show that as many as 300,000 child soldiers are in combat around the world, yet none of today's international war crimes tribunals prosecute child soldiers as terrorists.
So Omar is someone who needs our sympathy and some of the values that we as Canadians like to hold. And as you said, it's very sad that our government has not spoken up for Omar when so many other governments have spoken up for their nationals.
Absolutely.
Now that Obama's in there, some talking about close Guantanamo Bay, maybe it's an opportunity to put pressure. But I understand the McMaster Muslims for Peace and Justice are going to be having an event this month to raise awareness and get some action going on this case. So could you tell us what you're doing as a group here on campus?
Absolutely. We're trying to address the question, as you just brought up, as to why Omar is being treated as an anomaly when others aren't treated this way. To help answer this question, we have Janice Edney, who is Omar Khadr's attorney, coming down to McMaster. And this is really great timing because Janice has just come back from November 5th from Guantanamo Bay, so he has recent up-to-date facts about the case. And he's going to come speak to us about Omar Khadr and his situation. Omar's family will also be in attendance at this event. The event is called Guantanamo Child, the Omar Khadr story. It's being held at McMaster, as you just said, in Health Sci 1A1, and it starts at 5:30 p.m., suggested entrance donation is $2. And so we hope to have people down there to help answer many other questions that people might have about the case and to highlight why this is so important for Canadians to speak up and to have Omar back. And if he is going to be prosecuted through a trial, he should be charged here and treated as a juvenile here in Canada, not in Guantanamo, not in the U.S.
I think it's time for appropriate legal process. And certainly, people that have come and attended events at McMaster should know about HS1A1. It's the Ewart Angus Center, and that's a very large room. So it's not hard to find, so just come on to the medical building on campus, ask around if you don't know where it is. And so that's going to be 7 o'clock, do you
say? At 5:30. We start at 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
Perfect,
that's,
yeah.
That's okay. That's so 5:30, and the date again.
And we start at 5:30, November 26th. So 5:30, November 26th, Health Sci 1A1.
Okay, that's very good, because I think if we attend this event, you're going to get a very insider perspective on this, very first-hand perspective. Lawyers, his lawyer, someone who's been to Guantanamo Bay, you're going to hear things you haven't heard in the media, be able to answer a lot of those unanswered questions, perhaps ask some questions directly. So I very much encourage you to come to that event. Well, Anissa, I'd like to thank you very much for coming with us today then.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hopefully we'll be able to spread more word about MMPJ and other events and events in the community. And of course, this is the place to hear about it. So thanks very much, Anissa, and we'll get back after this break.
Thank you, Brendan.